Thank you for calling customer support. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name's William Mitchell, and I've got two charges on my debit card from your company, and I've never placed an order with your company. Is there somebody I can talk to about that?
Mr. Mitchell, will you give me your zip code to see if I can locate the transactions for you?
Okay. Zip code is 80829.
One moment, please.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Bernadette.
Bernadette?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Mitchell, will you verify your address for me, please?
Sure. It's 85 Crystal Park Road, Apartment D, Manatee Springs, Colorado.
Okay, waiting on your accounts to load up. Please hold.
You waiting on what I'm saying?
Waiting on your account to load up. Please hold.
Okay, when you say account, I don't have an account with your company.
Well, the transactions that you're speaking of on the charges, sir, they have that's considered some transaction have taken place. I just have to wait till it comes up to say what it is. I don't know what it is. Okay, sir. On I see here starting, this was done, created December 14th. So on the 14th, you agreed to pay $5.74 to receive a tactical fanny.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That was shipped out on 12/15.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
The other day, I saw a charge for like $67.32.
Yes, sir. That was done on 12/18. That was a result of when you agreed to the fanny pack to be shipped out. That was agreeing to the terms and agreement, sir. And you had about 4 days grace period, or 4 day trial period, rather, to let them know that you did thanks for the gift, but no thanks to the membership. When they don't hear from you in about 4 days of doing the of trial period, the terms and conditions stated that they automatically will enroll you into the discount club. The discount club is where you get other gifts or other items, like the gift that you did receive, at a discounted price.
Okay, I don't want to do that. How can I get out? I did not agree to that.
Yes, sir. When you agreed to the terms and conditions, that was stated that would happen. Now, you had the option not to have it done, but you just had to let them know. And the terms and conditions...
Who can I let know about that now? I do not want that.
I mean, I can cancel the membership here now, sir. That's no issue.
Oh, if you could, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll cancel the membership going forward because it is a monthly reoccurring charge. Your next charge would have been, if I don't cancel, will be January 18th. But I'm canceling the membership now, sir, and you won't have any further charges.
Well, what was the charge for this? Did I get charged the $67.32?
Yes, sir. That was a charge for that. Now, I can do a courtesy 35% refund on that just as a courtesy.
I'll tell you what, Bernadette. I mean, I read over that. I may have missed that.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's why we don't mind doing the courtesy, sir, because in the case that you did, but it's in the terms and conditions.
Okay. Boy, you've got that hidden because it was not something I saw.
It's in the same font, sir, as the rest of the items.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, please, I want to cancel the whole thing.
I'm canceling. I have no problem canceling the account, sir. That's your cancellation number for that is, if you're ready for that, is C as in Charlie. 2633. 61. 057.
057.
Yes, sir. So that cancels. I'm sorry?
That's my cancellation number, you said?
That's your confirmation number for your cancellation, yes, sir. So that account that did have reoccurring charges will not have reoccurring charges. Your next charge would have been January 18th. So now it's
$67.32 every month.
Well, they also offer you, sir, $125 shopping spree to shop with each time they charge you as well.
I'm not interested in that.
And that's fine, sir. We've canceled it. Now, I did offer you a courtesy 35%. Would you like to get that?
Yeah, I'd like to. So you're taking 35% off the $67.32.
I'm refunding that amount, sir. And that amount will be off the $67.32. It's $23.56 will go back to your account. It takes 3 to 5 business days. $23.56 will be refunded back to your account. 3 to 5 business days.
Can you tell me how much total that, I mean, I know about the $67.32. As soon as I saw that, I contacted my bank and they told me there's a little bit of a waiting period before I get back with them. And then this evening I got on there and saw that there was another charge. And I guess that's the shipping for the.
The $5.80 is what initiated the whole, you agreed to pay that to receive your tactical item. That's the, they offered you a free gift if you paid the shipping and handling. When you, in the terms and conditions on that free gift, it does state to you on the free gift that you have 4 days to say, hey, I want to join, don't want to join. But when we don't hear from you, it's automatically joining.
Okay. What's the name of the company? Vibrant Colors?
No, that's just a descriptor, sir. We have hundreds of different products. So they can't list all the descriptive on your statement, but the one that you, that's in reference to you is Tactical Fanny. That's the name of the company.
What company do you work for?
I'm a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies.
Okay. I'm going to call my bank tomorrow and check all of this. I mean, you're saying that was in the, obviously, real visible. I did not see that, and I'm very unhappy about this.
Yes, sir. It was in
the
terms.
Please give me the 35% back and do not, what do I have to do to get you to not charge anything else on my debit card?
We won't charge anything else, sir. It's canceled, so nothing else is going to come through your account because it's canceled.
Except for the 580 and then the...
Well, the 580, no, the 580. Now, see, cancel and refund is two different things. I've canceled the membership that you was signed up to, okay?
I did not sign up for a membership. You can say that you've got that crap hidden in your...
Sir, when you accepted when you paid the $5.80... It couldn't go any further unless you accepted the terms and conditions, okay?
Okay, what do I have to do to decline the terms and conditions? You're telling me that because it's been 4 days, I can't decline that. I'm stuck with that?
No, sir. When you did the $5.80, it was at that point, it states to you at that time, you know, that you can or cannot move forward. And if you go forward with it, that's accepting the terms and conditions.
Boy, that is trickery right there, Bernadette. I mean, I did not see that. The place I ordered the tactical item from, the name of that company is what? Tactical.
Let me go back to a different page. It's Tactical. Hold on 1 second. Let me go back to that page to see if it could. Tactical Fanny. So Tactical Fanny. But that was on the 14th, okay? And Tactical Fanny, hold on one second here. Tactical Fanny. Let me see.
And that's
here.
Who the 580 went to, right?
That's no, you pay shipping and handling on the 580. It didn't go to them.
Who did the 580 go to?
For shipping and handling, sir. That's usually whoever ships and handle, whoever that is. That could be the post office. That could be.
So who did the 6732 go to?
The 6730. That's Fanny. That's an online discount gadget store.
Is there a phone number for them?
I have a website here, sir, if you would like to take that. I'm looking at it now. The fanny pack is.
Sure.
You didn't receive that?
No, I haven't received it.
You didn't receive the fanny pack?
No, I did
It was
not
shipped
receive.
Out. Let me see when it was shipped out. I got a tracking number. Well, actually, it was just shipped out on the 15th. So you probably don't have it yet, but I have a tracking number. And let me give you that first. The tracking number with the United States Postal Service is 9274.
Okay.
9274-8903-1-843-663-02-94-891. So right now it was just created. You know how the labels are created, and like if you follow that tracking number, so probably by tomorrow or something, it'll say in transit or out for delivery or whatever the case might be. So the tracking number was just created on the 15th. So I'm tracking number again. Sure.
Yeah.
It's 9274-8903-1-843-603-002-94891.
What's that website?
And the website is Elite Plus Tactical Holster Bag. So the site is, hold on, let me see, they got an email too if you want to. It's amazing, AMAZING Express, EXPRESS sales.com/tactical offers, TACTICALOFFERS. You put that in your search engine, you should be able to see what's being shipped out to you.
Okay, and then what was the website for that company?
Just giving you the website, sir.
Oh, that's the website. Well, you mentioned Elite Tactical, and then you did the Amazing.
That was
Express.
The name. When you pull it up, when you pull up Elite, when you put in AmazingExpressSales.com/tactical offers, okay, it should pull up the Elite Plus. It's just got it. Elite Plus Tactical Holster Bag. That's the name of the. That's the descriptive of it. And then it has a demo. It shows you how the bag, the demo and how the bag works. You can order more if you like. But yours is in the process of being shipped out.
Gotcha. I just, to be quite honest with you, I didn't realize I was signing up for a membership.
And that's understandable, sir. That's what most say. They'll say, who reads the terms and conditions? But it's very important that you read terms and conditions, because that's what it is. It's terms and conditions. It's telling you that you're doing this based on these terms.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of information on there. That seems kind of questionable to me. I mean, that's how you guys do business. But
no, I mean, the best way, the most simplest way I can explain it to you, and it's as simple as Netflix. They say, hey, you know, get 14 days of free movies. but you have to accept for the terms and agreements. And when you do
well,
that, you'll get
membership.
Free. You'll get
a,
free.
I've
I'm
got
just
a
saying.
Membership. I've got a membership with Netflix that I signed up for that I wanted.
Right, I understand
they
that, but I'm saying when
that.
they offer the free trial, I've done plenty of free trials with Sirius XM, Netflix, a lot of places.
Well, that's fine for you. I don't want to have this membership.
But that's what I'm
okay?
saying. But
so,
if I've canceled the membership, Sarah, but in the terms and conditions, it does state that if you go to that site, it in the terms and conditions, is that I'm just using it as something that you could probably relate to or understand when they offer you something free. The trial, it is a trial, and when you check the box, you will get it for free. But after that point, if you don't say anything to them, they're going to charge you the membership for it. That's with anything.
Sure.
But the terms and conditions, if you go to that site, the terms and conditions are right there, and it states to you that they're going to charge you $67.37.
Every month for just crap.
Well,
I mean,
no, it's saying the auto ship policy, trial policy, in addition to the $7.95, in your case, you was only charged $5.80. I am paying now. I understand and agree the following by clicking the order now button. I will immediately be charged only.
One more question, Bernadette. What on my credit card and my debit card, it shows this vibrant colors. What did you say that was?
So the vibrant colors thing is because we have hundreds of different products. They cannot list all products on your descriptive line at the bank, but that is the companies that we represent. It could very well be vibrant, or it could very well be tactical bag. It could be a dash cam. It could be an underwater camera. It could be any of those items, but they can't list all 400.
It looks like that's the company that charged my credit card.
No, sir. The company you called here that represents any of those companies that would have been listed there. That's why they gave you our number. We're the customer service that handles the transactions after they've been made for any given 400 account that might be listed. What I do know, they can't list all 400 names on your statement.
Sure. Okay. Hey, Bernadette, thanks very much. I really appreciate
so
that.
Where are we at this point, sir? Are you this 35%? I have issued back to you. I gave you your tracking number. Your item should be to you at any point now. I just want to make sure before you get off the phone, Mr. Mitchell, that I have canceled the account as you requested.
Well,
hold on a second.
I would have liked to have gotten the entire $67.32 back.
I understand that, sir, but that's a valid charge.
Well,
but I understand that.
Well, I'm going to be talking to my bank about that tomorrow. But just
I don't have
any more dealings with you at all.
Okay? Well, I understand that, sir, but I just want to make sure the cancel. You won't get charged next month. That's the only thing I'm trying to do right now. Is make sure you don't get charged because you requested.
No, I'm not.
Okay, sir, that you requested that your account's been canceled on 12/20 at 1:36 a.m. This account was canceled. And, sir, also as a courtesy, I will give you a full refund on that $67.32. Okay? That's as a courtesy. And anything else I can do for you? It's done, sir. Anything else I can do for you, sir?
That would be awesome.
So that $67.32 will go back on your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Bernadette, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
You
and
too.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye.